Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on Newstalk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Well, I've been busy. I just finished building a swing set for my kids in the backyard.
Oh, McKay, I'm glad you brought that up.
You have a chili and cinnamon rolls?
That's right, folks. I'm briefly going to miss this because I'm a Richland guy. I mean, I grew up here.
So am I, class of 81.
Bomber, proud of the class.
I mean,
this week, they took away my chili and cinnamon rolls, and I would go with my kids on Thursdays to have that occasionally. Can't do that anymore. And they took away the swing sets, but I'm still here on the radio, and we're going to do a real estate show today, regardless of what they've taken away.
Well, and I know this for a fact, the local people are not happy about it either. This comes from higher up.
This comes from higher up, but we are still here. Very proud.
They're not going to take us away, Lance.
No, they're not. Not yet. I mean, we might. They might come at some point. But we're going to be here talking about real estate
and stuff.
Homes close to schools without swing sets. as long as we possibly can, folks. That is Tom Coyne, our resident in-house lending expert, the man with the money at Umpqua. Tom, how are you?
You know, things are just cooking right now. The market is hot. We're having a lot of fun, meeting a lot of fun people, and getting people into homes.
Well, fantastic. That's great to hear. Yes, I tell you what, this has been what I would call a realtor's October. This is the showing weather. We've just been beautiful nights, beautiful mornings. People like to look at homes when it's like this. I mean, how great has our late weather been?
No, it's been amazing. You know, hunt season starts now.
Yeah.
And I've completely redone my schedule because it's just too busy to get away from, and you got to be able to close deals when they need to get closed.
Well, you're absolutely right. My son and I had to make a tough decision because we are normally not quite this crazy this time of year. And, it was tough, but you can't do everything. And so we did cost-benefit analysis, which is probably not normal with a 12-year-old. But it didn't work out that we would be hunting. We would have to close a few more deals and do some stuff later in the winter. So everybody that is out this morning, good luck. And I hope you by now you've already gotten what you went out for. So be safe out there and enjoy opening weekend to all of our hunters out there. So congratulations for people that had the success and had a great time. We always like to start off with a crazy celebrity real estate story, and man, I am jealous of this one. So the granddaughter of Walt Disney recently bought a ranch out in Colorado from Ryan Wood. And Ryan Wood, he is a former pro football player. You might know him as the fullback of the Dallas Cowboys briefly. But even more fame, co-founder of Under Armour.
That's where he made his money.
That Ryan Wood, along with some famous beef jerky that is just legendary from him around his local park. So he bought a ranch out there in Colorado, $5 million in 97. And he would actually work on the ranch. There was a quote in the article that just said, after a big day on the ranch, he felt just like he had gone through a football game. And he really enjoyed how that felt. So it was a 490-acre ranch near Steamboat Springs. And he started a cattle ranching business out of that. And so anyway, it was time for him to put that thing on the market. And he went ahead and listed it for $12.95 million. So about 15 years later, from 5 to 12.95 and sold for 11.25. It's rumored that Walt Disney's granddaughter was looking for more room for her horses. And the scenery I mean, this is just quintessential.
More room.
Picture 439 acres. Beautiful acreage outside of Colorado. So, I mean, yeah, that was one that I looked at and said, some of these houses I look at, they're just kind of crazy over the top, and I really can't see myself there. I can see myself at this ranch. It might be a little bit over budget at this point, but it's just a great place. So very cool. If you get a chance, Google that and check that out. On the local real estate front, I got to tell you, it's getting pretty crazy out at the airport. Anybody that's flown out or flown in recently, if you've been by there last week, they got heavy equipment out there, and they are tearing up some of that tarmac and redoing that. That now is all part of a $10 million federal grant that is helping pay to move the taxiway as part of the terminal remodel and expansion.
Very good.
So that I love seeing that. Mm-hmm. I love seeing us kind of stepping up that initial impression to the Tri-Cities. So people that fly into our terminal will now potentially be able to maybe stay inside in November and December instead of running across the
and companies that use it as well.
Absolutely. So really, really nice. I've seen the plans and looked at what's going on out there, and it's just one of those things that regionally steps us up to another level. So as always, great, great things happening in Tri-Cities, both on the commercial front, the government front, and then the private sector. So we're really excited to see that. When Tom and I were talking about today's show, I took a look at our past five or six deals that we put through last week through our team, and one of the things that pops up is I said, there's kind of a splurge right now in new construction activity. We had three new constructions, new build homes put under contract in the last week, and I thought, you know, that is something different. We've talked about years past a little bit on the show, but there's some great inventory out there right now. There are some fantastic products that the builders are putting out. Earlier in the year, we were kind of lagging on inventory. We had low inventory, so it took a little while for things to kind of ramp back up. But as the interest rates stayed low and the builders increased production, there are some fantastic opportunities right now for new construction. So I wanted to go over a little bit about the pros and cons that come into play when you're thinking about building brand new versus buying an existing. So the first thing that I put in, the number one factor that I put in, is time. And that can be a factor for a number of reasons. So number one is you have to look at how long are you going to be renting or where are you going to stay. A lot of people want to, for risk factors, want to sell their current home before they start the construction process. Sometimes it's for convenience, sometimes it's financial, and we'll talk to Tom about that in a minute. But it really comes down to how long of a lease do you have to sign? Should you sign a month-to-month lease? How long is your build going to take? And how long are you willing to stay in somebody's basement? It comes into play. And a lot of times that family members might have some extra rooms if you're trying to save money. You might be looking at a six-month rental that converts to month-to-month. So a lot of factors there. Number one on the list should be researching where you're going to be living during the build. The number two thing that I wrote down that we've had happen in the last couple of weeks is, will there be multiple moves or storage involved?
Mm.
And this comes up a lot of time because closing dates are, we get it right, I would say 90% of the time, and that's pretty amazing with all of the moving parts. But there is some fluctuations there by a couple days or sometimes a week or two, depending upon verification of information, the non-ability of, say, the new house, the finish on the wood floors. They end up having to do an extra coat. Well, you're 2 days extra on your new construction house. They've got to recoat the floors, and then that's got to dry the final coat before you can be moving furniture in and out of there. So with the multiple moves, what type of storage are we looking at? And I got to throw a shout out there, too. We had a client with a move date that changed by a week or so this past week. And Dean Jackson out there at Larson Transfer totally hooked us up. Short notice, said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring one of those portable pods out to your existing house. I'm going to drop it in the driveway. You can load that up. I'm going to come out the next day, pick it up, and then you just call me when your new place is done, and we can drop that off. No rush, kind of took a lot of the headache out of it. So having a plan like that with a great mover and a mobile storage unit like that can really make a big, big difference. And we didn't used to have that. I mean, just 5 or 6 years ago, we didn't have that pod-type storage option in the Tri-Cities as prevalent as we do now. So glad that there's businesses out there making that happen.
Until you brought it up on the show, I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a great, great service. A lot of our sellers are using it even prior to moving to help them declutter their house. A lot of times folks have, especially if like our half-acre houses or whatever, they can actually put that storage unit just right beside their garage, and it's much better to have that packed away and closed than it is to have all of that clutter in a garage or inside a house. So,
well, then you're not running trips back and forth on actual move-in day with your buddies from the storage unit to the house.
Absolutely. You just walk around the corner, open the doors, and everything's right there. So,
brilliant.
So it works really, really good. Now, the next factor that I wrote down that we really need to look at is site cost. I tell you what, lot searches are one of the biggest issues in new construction building. Do you want to be in a subdivision with strict covenants? Do you want to be outside of a subdivision? If you are outside of a subdivision, is there city sewer? Is there city water? Or are you going to be drilling a well and putting in a septic? So a lot of these are huge, huge costs involved with those ideas. And figuring out how to navigate that process can be kind of complicated. We've done it hundreds of times, so we can help clients go through those factors and what they're not thinking about. One of the things, though, that happens is sometimes you find a lot, the perfect lot. You're super excited about it, but you don't know all of those costs yet, but you want to tie it up, but you're concerned about tying it up. Well, one of the things I wanted to mention that's standard in our Washington State, in our vacant land purchase and sale agreement, there is a very important term, and it's number 16 on the page of our purchase and sale agreement, our contract, and that is what's called your feasibility contingency expiration date. So what you can do, and it is very standard to go with these offers on vacant land or on a lot, is you can put in a 20 to say 30 day feasibility contingency that allows you to check out all of those costs but ties that lot up for you so that you're under contract on it. And the feasibility contingency has very broad range of items that you can look for. In fact, the statement that it uses exactly is whether or not the property can be platted, developed, and or built on now or in the future, and what it will cost to do this. So that is really allowing the buyer, it goes on further to say that you should inquire at the city and county, water, sewer, or other special districts in which the property is located. And your inquiry should include building or developmental moratoriums applicable to what's being considered for the property, special building requirements, setbacks, height limits, restrictions on where the buildings are to be constructed, whether or not the property is in a flood zone, and it goes on and on and on those details. So basically it gives you free rein in that 20 to 30 day time period that you pick to go ahead, do all of your research, tie the lot up, and then if you find a red flag during that research, you can then cancel that contract and get your deposit back during that time period. If you don't find any and it's exactly what you wanted, you can just move forward with your closing. So using that clause to help you tie up that land is really important, because I can almost guarantee when you find the right lot for yourself, there's probably 3 or 4 other people looking for that same type of thing. And it's funny how when someone becomes interested in something, it could have been on the market for 3 or 4 months, but because of new activity in the area, maybe a new school's being built, there seems to something brought you to that location. It probably brought somebody else to the location also. So we definitely really encourage people to jump on those opportunities, use our expertise and those contracts to help you tie up those lots. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Tom Coyne at Umpqua about how you can finance these purchases and what you can do to make sure you get your dream home built.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking about the new construction process, building a custom home. We kind of got through the initial phases of finding that right lot for you and then moving forward. We're talking about this today because we've seen a lot of this going on. Our building market has been real strong here in the Tri-Cities. A lot of people still looking at this type of custom home build on their own lot. We're also going to be talking to some builders over the next couple weeks that we've invited to come on the show, so we're super excited about that. So it's kind of getting ready to talk to them in that process. We wanted to prepare the listeners for the background there. Tom, what are some of the things that you're considering or working on with financing these type of transactions? Because they're a little more complicated than just your normal buy an existing house.
Yeah, it's completely different than traditional financing. And Lance, I'm going to tell you, I am absolutely amazed with how fast our market share is growing on this construction loan program. So we rolled this out 5 months ago. Before that, there was two different banks in town that I just tell all the clients I'd go talk to one or the other because our program's just not that competitive. And that is absolutely not the case these days. So I think I have 5 or 6 active builds going right now. I think we have 3 or 4 loans in processing, so those will get started here pretty quick. Rolled out this very, very, very competitive program. So this construction loan, it applies to clients who are wanting to build a custom construction with a builder where the builder requires the home buyer to provide financing.
Gotcha.
There's some builders out there who will finance construction. The client buys it when the house is done. That's traditional financing. And then you have the other flip or side of the coin where the client is going to essentially provide the financing. So on our construction loan, it's a one-time closed construction. We lock that rate in up front as soon as we start processing. The rate they have through the build is the same rate they have afterwards. There's no need to refi. There's no need to modify. It really reduces a lot of closing costs. Speaking of closing costs, our only fee that we charge is a $1,495 fee. Flat fee. We were 2% at Sterling.
Wow, that's incredible.
Tremendously low cost. It doesn't matter if it's a $200,000 build or a $1 million build. We're going to charge $1,495.
So, and I like what you said there about the one-time closing fee, because I even myself, years ago in the past, you had to do a commercial construction loan, which was technically a commercial loan during construction. So you had to close and get that when you started, and then when the house was finished, we had to transfer to a traditional residential loan.
You know, I just got a call from a client here this last week, and one of those two builders who are really known for doing a lot of construction loans, I'm sorry, not builders, lenders, we're saving them $9,000 in closing costs.
Oh, that's incredible.
Compared to the other
that.
Construction loans. So I'm going to say that we require 10% down payment, even on jumbo loans. However, there's a little caveat to that. This is a portfolio in-house product, meaning that we kind of make our own rules for this program, and it's our own money that we're using. And if we like a loan above 90% loan to value, say at 5% down or 6 or 7% down, and we have strong borrowers, maybe we have a relationship with this builder already, we'll do the loan if it makes sense. So our guideline reads 10% down, but I will tell you that I've gotten some through at 5% down and 7% down. We had one just here recently where the appraisal came in low. We went in, got an exception, so the client didn't have to come in with additional funds because of the low appraisal. So it's really unique that we're willing to work with clients to potentially get them in with as little as 5% down. Now, once we have a builder set up as preferred builder, we're going to have two here soon, and as soon as they are, I'm going to share them with you on the radio, but we'll allow their clients to build houses with them automatically at 5% down.
Oh, that is just, there's just not been programs that are willing to do that.
It really is a huge value to the client who wants a custom construction loan, because historically they've always needed, say, 20% down.
Absolutely.
And so they find out, geez, I need 20% down to build this house. I can't do that. I'm going to go to a different builder. I'm going to settle for something I don't want because with them, I don't have to come up with that huge upfront investment. So it's really changing the game on custom construction, and it's allowing our builders to build more houses. Now, I didn't know this before for preferred builders, but there's more benefits out there. If you're a builder, you got to listen to this. When you go to request a draw, generally we're going to need lien releases. We're going to send our inspectors out there. You have to call and request it. You have the borrower sign the draw request form. You sign it. It's just how the process has always been. However, once you become a preferred builder, you're going to tell us, I want my draws on the 5th of every month. We're automatically going to send our inspector out there on the 1st. You don't have to request it. We're going to see what work have you done, and we're going to automatically give you those draws based on what's been completed. So it's really a huge, huge value to the builders because it gives them more time to do what they do, and that's build houses. They don't have to sit here and mess with the paperwork of trying to get their money from the lender. So that's a really big deal. Now, we've been talking about the down payment. If you own the lot already that you're going to be building on, and let's say you have $20,000 equity in that lot, that goes towards your down payment. So there's a chance you may come in with zero down if you've already got that equity built in to the lot. Now, during the build, clients pay interest only on the amount drawn up to that time. So let's say the first draw, we have $30,000 left over after client makes their down payment that we have to pull out to go pay for the lot. You're going to pay interest only on that $30,000. What's nice is that, let's say we allocate $300,000 for this construction loan, but the client doesn't use $300,000 until month 5 or month 6. They only have to pay interest on the amount we've given them up to that point. So it helps the client really kind of budget because during the build, they're not living there. They're living somewhere else. They're renting. Maybe they own their other house.
Absolutely.
So they already have living expenses. So it makes it a lot easier for clients to be able to financially do it and carry both house payments.
Maybe they listed their house with the Kenmore team to sell.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Now, one of the things I think above all the low cost, the low rates, what I think is most special about this program is how efficient we process these loans. We have a complete department that's absolutely dedicated to construction loans. It's all they do. The last loan that I did this last week, we sent it out to processing. From the time I submitted it to processing, meaning that I started the loan that day, to the time this loan was in line for docs to be drawn, 18 days.
That's quick.
It's absolutely incredible for a custom construction loan. So we're completely changing how the industry looks at this program. I used to be afraid of them, to be honest with you, a year ago because they're hard. They're just too difficult. It's not like that anymore. So if you're thinking about building a home, you need a custom construction loan, I absolutely encourage you to give me a call. I'd love to chat with you.
Well, I like that a lot, Tom. And I also like to see kind of the pendulums change a little bit. You know, there for a while, the industry and everybody got so freaked out that, you know, they were worried about, you know, your 50 cent, you know, extra charge at Dairy Queen because you added some extra Snickers and Blizzard when you were closing on your house. Now we're kind of back, coming towards middle to where you're using common sense guidelines to make it efficient. So I'd love to see the pendulum swinging back towards the middle again. So that's great, great news and good information. Thanks for that.
No problem at all.
Before we get too crazy on time, I always like to fit in some local property that's on the market right now. Our pick three. Number one, we have 26291 Ice Harbor Drive out in Burbank. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath home on 1 acre. It's got a shop and storage buildings, huge family room with a wood stove, large, bright kitchen, ample cabinets. It's got a huge master bedroom with a double closet and private bath, and just beautiful, beautiful grounds. All of this, there's an insulated 12x11 outbuilding and an additional 32x15 shop. So this is all priced at $159.9. That is just a fantastic value to get on 1 acre in Burbank. Pick number two in Kennewick, I've got 4203 South Tacoma Place. Okay, this is an updated four-bedroom, three-bath house, and it's on a cul-de-sac, so it's perfect. You don't get the traffic that you have out there. It's got hardwood floors on the main level, granite counters and backsplash in the kitchen, tons of cabinets. You've got the slider off the dining area that goes out to your deck, perfect for entertaining. Then you've got a family room on the lower level with a fireplace, three full bathrooms, all have tile flooring and matching marble tub surrounds. And then you have a bonus room / theater room, if you're asking me, in the basement. So, fantastic, fantastic property, mature landscaping, RV parking, and all of that, $229.9. So that is just a fantastic deal. So I'm kind of hitting all areas of the Tri-Cities. So now we've gone Burbank, stopped in Kennewick. Now we're going out to Benton City. This is out on DeMoss Road, right on the river. It's 65002 DeMoss Road. And this is a stunning riverfront home. Four bedroom, four bath, almost 3,600 square feet. Beautiful formal living room and dining room. Tons of extra trim and woodwork. Very, very high end. Birch hardwood floors, granite counters, huge kitchen, wine cooler, master suite with private fireplace. I mean, this is an estate quality place. Huge, huge acreage, and you're looking at $575,000. We recently did a $25,000 price drop on that property. The owner has dropped it. It was previously listed with another agency at almost $100,000 more than it is right now. So we've moved that to a price that says buy me now. So if anybody's been looking for that estate quality home on the river, definitely call us. We've gotten a ton of calls already since we just entered that price reduction. So great, great opportunities out there, and still a fantastic market that's moving very quickly. I'm also super excited about, we put 5 new listings on the market in the last 3 days that are just awesome. It was hard for me to narrow it down to the pick 3 because we're putting on some amazing new inventory right now. And the cool part about that is our sellers are being very aggressive right now because they're wanting these properties sold by the end of the year. A couple of these sellers have said, tell me what the price is that we need to be at. We don't want to hold this through the winter and the snow and the ice. So we're seeing new inventory right now, aggressively priced, with low interest rates. So I definitely think, keep an eye on what we have going on there. Go to kenmoreteam.com. Go to our website. Sign up for the property alerts if you're looking in a specific price range or neighborhood, because you're going to be wanting to get these initial blasts of these new homes that are coming on the market. A little bit more that I just want to add on that new construction front, because there's a lot of people out there that are trying to decide existing versus new constructions. One of the things I see happen in new construction all the time is you get to the end of the build, you figured out along the way that you wanted some upgrades, and so you pumped another $18,000 or $20,000 into the house. You decided to go with some extra crown molding. You ended up tiling all the bathrooms instead of linoleum upstairs like you had started at. And at the end of the build, when you go to close, I can't tell you how many times people have said, you know what, just take it out of landscaping. Delete the landscaping. Let's get it closed. We can live in the house and work on the landscaping later. So I wanted to just have people be weary of those upgrades throughout a build. And a good builder is going to be counseling you about this, and your lender is going to be talking to you about this. A lot of times there will be 7 to 8% fudge factor cost overrun built into a contract. Don't roll your eyes at that cost overrun when you see it, because it happens. There's things that happen along the way. A lot of times when things go from paper and architect to standing in front of you framed up, there's some things that just don't get done or get missed or that don't look the way you had envisioned them looking.
Lance, I'm so glad you brought this up. We build in a 5% contingency factor into all of our loans. It automatically comes with it, and it's designed to protect that client at closing from having to write those big checks.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, it is that the picturesque window in the master bedroom is looking at the unpainted side of your neighbor's shop, and you didn't know, you couldn't picture that until the house and the foundation was poured, and you have to change that window or move it or make it bigger or make it small,
or you need a fence.
I call that contingency oh crap money.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so I definitely wanted to point that out, because a lot of times that landscaping column gets deleted, and then it really drags out over the next year or two as you struggle to get that done. So do what you can to try to keep that in. Also, know what that landscaping number is going to be. It can be kind of a shocking number sometimes. So getting that quote and looking at that cost is something to factor in. A lot of times what can end up happening is if you go and look at the resale market and you don't have quite enough budget to do that custom new construction home, a lot of times in the resale market, you can get that landscaping for free. I mean, when you really look at it versus new construction, you can go to a house that's 4 to 5 years older where all of that was done. And when you look at the cost-benefit analysis, a lot of times you can get that landscaping for free if you're looking at a resale. Of course, there's nothing like doing it exactly how you want in the beginning, but we're also playing on versus budgets. That's what we're looking at. What can you spend to do it? So those are some of the factors. We have amazing, amazing new construction talent on my team. Like, I couldn't be more excited about our buyer agents that help people through this. They're better at it than I am, and that makes me really excited. I mean, they have so much knowledge. They've both worked for huge regional builders, and they've done a ton of deals. So we've got a lot of buyer agents that can help push people through this process, make sure they're protected. Go to thekenmoreteam.com, sign up for our buyer alerts. Send us an email. Let us know how we can help find a lot, get you into that type of house. If you're looking at the financing, pre-approval, and what you can do, Tom, how can people get a hold of you?
Please do give me a call. I'd love to interview for the job of financing your home. You can reach me at 783-7300.
Well, we're going to go sell some houses, and we'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.